With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump touted his achievements during his State of the Union speech to a joint session of Congress.
Today, our border is secure. Our spirit is restored. Inflation is plummeting. Incomes are rising fast. The roaring economy is roaring like never before. And our enemies are scared. Our military and police are stacked. And America is respected again, perhaps like never before.
Mr. Trump's speech was minus many Democrats in the chamber who boycotted the proceedings. The president also introduced the U.S. men's hockey team, which prompted chants of USA. Governor Abigail Spanberger will give the Democrats' response after the president's speech. New York City police are injured in a snowball fight.
It happened in Washington Square Park in Manhattan. Video shows two uniformed officers pacing a walkway as snowballs fly in their direction, hitting the officers. They grew visibly frustrated and shoved at least two people to the ground. A police spokesperson says multiple officers were hit in the face and were brought to a nearby hospital. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says this was disgraceful and criminal. Mayor Zoran Mamdani says officers were on the front line responding to the blizzard in the city.
They and our entire city workforce deserve to be treated with respect.
The head of New York's police union says it was an assault. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia has not broken Ukrainians nor triumphed in its war. He spoke Tuesday, 4 years after an invasion that has severely tested the resolve of Kyiv and its allies and fueled European fears about the scale of Moscow's ambitions. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 370 points, the Nasdaq rose 236. This is SRN News. Mississippi lawmakers moved to ban mail-order abortion pills.
The State House of Representatives has approved a measure that would make it illegal for anyone to ship a woman and abort a patient with a penalty of 10 years in jail for violators. The person who receives the drug would not be liable, only the one who sends it. A growing number of states are passing similar bills as abortion providers try to evade pro-life laws by using the Postal Service. The legislation now goes to the Mississippi Senate for consideration. Michael Harrington reporting.
Kansas is set to invalidate about 1,700 driver's licenses held by people living as the opposite sex and roughly as many of their birth certificates. A new law goes into effect in the state this week that imposes restrictions on the listing of gender identities in government documents. The Kansas legislature's Republican supermajorities had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. This is SRN News. AI gives stocks a boost.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after getting a reminder about the upsides to the boom in AI. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 370 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1%. AMD jumped 8.8%. The company made a multi-year deal to supply chips to power the AI ambitions of Meta Platforms. That's the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. IBM clawed back some of its big drop from the day before. IBM rose 2.7%. Seth Sutel, New York.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth is pressuring Anthropic to give the military broader access to its artificial intelligence technology or lose its Pentagon contract, that according to sources. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.